Welcome to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Our guest this morning is Erin McKenzie. She's from Concordia Publishing House Multilingual Resources. Good morning, Erin.
Good morning, Andy.
Thanks so much for being our guest today.
You're quite welcome. It's a pleasure to be here.
Concordia Publishing House is introducing a new piece this year that would be really helpful to a number of people, Spanish-speaking people. How many Spanish speakers are there in the world?
There are 400 million Spanish speakers in this world.
And so what have missionaries and pastors and Spanish-speaking Christians used in the past? Probably a variety of Bibles, correct?
Well, there's other Spanish Bibles out there, and there's other Spanish study Bibles out there even. But this one's really bringing something new to the table. It combines our Lutheran heritage with the Spanish language and with all of the richness that you get in a study Bible.
So this particular Bible called the Bible of the Reformation, or in Spanish, I'll let you...
La Biblia de la Reforma.
See, I wouldn't have come close. I could have tried. So with this particular piece, as you said, it combines the Spanish translation of the Bible with the history, the Lutheran history, the Reformation history. How is this like Martin Luther translating the Bible into German for the Germans at his time?
It's really meant to honor exactly what he was doing. And there was another gentleman, one of Luther's contemporaries, Cassiodoro de Reina, who was doing something very similar with Castilian Spanish, translating the Bible into Spanish so that people in his area could read it in their heart language. And so it really honors the spirit of those two men that wanted to put Scripture into the hands of people so that they could read it in their heart language.
And why is it important to have the Scriptures in their own language?
I think it's important for everybody to have the Scriptures in their own language. I mean, I read English as well as Spanish, but I was raised in English. The language of my heart is English, and I love to read Scripture in Spanish, but I love, it just has so much more depth of meaning when I'm able to read it in the language of my heart.
So understanding to hear and to read, to study the text in the language that you know best is certainly very important. So now Concordia Publishing House is releasing this, the Bible of the Reformation, La Biblia de la Reforma, I was close, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So
pretty good.
Coming up this summer, is that right?
Yeah, it's coming out in June. It's been available for pre-order, and it is available for pre-order. That started on Ash Wednesday. So far, we've taken over 120 pre-orders, so we're really, really excited about the feedback we're getting so far. I post about it regularly on our Editorial Concordia Facebook page, and it gets a lot of buzz, so just a couple more months to wait until it's actually here. It's been a long time in coming.
Well, how much work went into preparing this resource?
Well, I guess it really started about 500 years ago. We're getting ready to celebrate the 500th anniversary of the Reformation in 2017. So really, the whole drive behind it started with Luther and with Cassiodoro in the 16th century. But the project really got off the ground in about February of 2010. So we're right at 4 years ago. And that was even before I came to Concordia. Before I served in the position that I serve in now, I was a missionary on the U.S.-Mexico border, and so I worked with Hispanic pastors and church leaders and lay leaders day in and day out, and people were asking me for this exact product. Concordia released the Lutheran Study Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Some of your listeners may be familiar with that. That came out in 2009, and so as I was serving as a missionary, that was available and out in the marketplace, and people were asking for a Spanish version of it, and I didn't know of anything similar. But little did I know, Concordia was already working on it, and I was going to get to work on it in a few years when I started my current job. So it's been in the works for about 4 years now. There were 9 translators that worked on translating all of the 26,000 study notes from the English into Spanish, and they came from Argentina, Colombia, and the United States, so it's really been a global effort. And then the commentaries themselves come from Luther, of course, and also 130 other, more than 130 other theologians from all over the world.
So there are commentaries from Luther and other theologians in this. So it really is a study Bible.
It really is, yeah. Every page has study notes that enrich what you're reading. So you're able to read scripture in the Reina Valera Contemporánea translation is what it's called. And that's the most popular translation among Hispanics today. So they're able to not only read the scriptural text itself, but then you have all of these notes that enhance your understanding of it. You have maps, charts, articles, graphics, the same introduction to every book that you're getting in the Lutheran Study Bible. The words of Jesus are in red. You have cross references. So the study notes themselves refer to scripture, refer to the articles, refer you to the map.
So it's not just a Bible translated into Spanish, a wealth of other study resources in this, as we said.
Exactly. It's so much more than a Bible.
So you can, this would be a nice gift. This would be certainly a nice resource or tool for those who are serving as missionaries or in communities where they would be interacting with a Spanish-speaking community.
Mm-hmm. It would be a wonderful gift. It's great for pastors and students and anybody in that world of academia.
Mm-hmm.
It's also, as you mentioned, great for missionaries. I would have loved to have had this when I was quite literally on the mission field. Or I'm on the mission field now, just in a different sense.
Certainly.
And it's great for families or just anyone wishing to deepen their personal devotional life.
So how many people, just an idea, you said that the CPH has been working on this for some time. And you said there were, you know, lots of translators involved in this. Any idea of how many people might have been involved in a project like this?
I'm certain that it's touched hundreds of people. There were 9 translators, but let's see, we've got over 200 people just in our building, and I'm sure that when you bring in every department, marketing, editorial, design, production control, distribution, customer service, when you bring in our whole team, it's touched hundreds of people, and then everyone outside of our building.
Now, it'll be available. What formats will it be available, or what styles will it be available in?
It's coming out in a hardback version and also a leather version. So that especially would make a beautiful gift. You can get it embossed with your name.
And you know, call day is coming up very soon for our seminarians, and we have missionaries that'll be training, have orientation this summer, and preparing to go out. So this would certainly be a nice gift for those who would be serving.
Yeah, the hardback has a really bright, colorful, fun cover, and then the leather is elegant and beautiful, long lasting.
Very good. Well, to find out more or to pre-order, how can folks find out more about it?
Listeners can go to our website, which is cph.org, Concordia Publishing House, or they can call our customer service number, which is 1-800-325-3040. And one of our representatives would be happy to help them. Or if there's questions that I in particular can answer, they can direct the call to me.
Well, very good. Erin, any other resources, any other multilingual resources coming out this year or that might go well with this?
We have Portals of Prayer available in Spanish. It's called Portales de Oración. Each day of each daily devotion includes a psalm and a scripture reference. So that, of course, is a complete logical tie-in there. You're able to read the devotion and then have the Bible right there to look it up.
Wonderful.
We also have a biography of Luther and a biography of Cassiodoro available in Spanish. Several other daily devotionals.
Outstanding. And anything? Is there anything new, top secret, in the works that you can tell us about?
Not that I can tell you about.
All right. Well, this is great. Check it out. The Bible of the Reformation, or La Biblia de la Reforma. That's available from Concordia Publishing House, coming out this summer. What month is it coming out?
June.
So
in the Hispanic world, September is the month of the Bible.
Uh-huh.
So listeners would have plenty of time to have it and have had a chance to really get to know it and be in it by the time that rolls around.
So you can go to cph.org to check it out and to pre-order, or they can call 1-800-325-3040 to find out more or to pre-order that as well, correct?
Yes.
Very good. Coming out June 1st, you want to go check it out. We have been talking this morning with Aaron McKenzie with Concordia Publishing House's Multilingual Resources. Aaron, thanks so much for being our guest this morning on His Time.
Thank you so much, and thanks to all the listeners.
Stick around for more His Time. Coming up next, we'll talk with the Reverend Dr. Joel Heck, professor of theology at Concordia University, Texas, and we'll talk about the upcoming Creation Conference set for this summer with the Society of Creation. Coming up next, right here on listener-supported Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.